Good morning. Welcome to day 29 of Morning Motivation. I'm Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping you live better every day. Now, over the last 28 days or so, we've given a lot of different tips and spoken a lot about how you can achieve your goal and how you can become healthier and happier and have more energy and just live better. But one thing that we want to talk about is thinking about what you really want to do in life, and think back as to why you started this program in the first place. Maybe you wanted to lose weight. Maybe you wanted to have more energy. Maybe you wanted to have better personal relationships. Maybe you wanted to have more professional success in your life. Whatever that goal was, whatever that goal is, it's important to do check-ins from time to time and not just think about the progress you've made, but really think back to that big goal and think about why you want to achieve it. You see, motivation is a funny thing. People often get very motivated at different times in their life. Usually, you know, every year people get motivated around New Year's resolutions, but they can also get motivated when they're working on a big project or when they set a new goal. Right? As part of our program, we talk about goal setting and setting a goal that will get you motivated. The challenge with that is that motivation kind of drifts off, right? I know whenever I start a new project or have a new goal I want to achieve, I get really excited, but then it's hard to keep that excitement going. Now, the best way to do that, to keep that excitement going, is from time to time to do a check-in and remember your why, okay? Remember the reason why you wanted to achieve that goal. Think about what you want to achieve. Also think about why you want to achieve it, because not just of what you'll get, but because of who you will become in the process, okay? If you want to get a promotion at work, don't just think about having a new title. Think about the type of person you will become in the process. If you want to lose weight, don't just think about having your clothes fit better or seeing a smaller number on the scale. Think about everything you'll get when you lose that weight. Think about the new confidence. Think about the new person you'll be. Think about the new just way you'll carry yourself by working towards your goal and achieving it. So from time to time, you really want to think about your why, okay? Along with that, another way to strengthen your resolve and to continue getting motivated and staying motivated is by using those techniques we spoke about earlier in this program, specifically affirmations and visualizations. Use affirmations every day to keep yourself motivated and working towards your goal. Even when you have bad days, even when you see obstacles in your way, continue to believe that you will achieve the goal you set for yourself. You can do this. You just need to stay persistent and know and believe that you're going to achieve the goal you set for yourself. Okay? Also, visualize your success. Every day, spend a couple minutes thinking about what it will feel like and what it will be like once you've achieved this goal. Also, this is important, don't just think about the outcome, but also visualize yourself doing everything you need to do to get there. If you want to lose weight, visualize exercising every day. Visualize eating the right foods. Visualize being an inspiration for other people around you. And also, remember, think about that reason why you wanted to achieve this goal, okay? Think about all the reasons, all the good things in your life that will happen once you achieve it, not just for yourself, but for other people around you. Who can you inspire by achieving your goal? Look at whether you have kids or your spouse or your friends or other people in your family or your coworkers, even strangers, when they see you living to your fullest capability, having achieved your goal or just working towards it, they're going to be inspired to do something that will improve their life. So think about this whole cascade you can set off. There's a million reasons why you want to improve your life. Think about those big reasons why you want to improve your life in this specific area that we spoke about, your specific goal, and remind yourself of that frequently while you're working on it, and also make sure you're doing your affirmations and visualizations. So what I'd like you to take out of this is really remember to think about your why, your reason why you would want to achieve this goal, and also make sure you're doing your affirmations and visualizations and believing that you will achieve it. So Those are our tips for today. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow on day 30 of Morning Motivation. See you then.